So, dear Shambhu, we talked about giving up the fight, and you're going to be thinking about that, feeling into it, considering, what did he mean? And then there's going to be a lot of chatter in your social media about what I really meant, and there's going to be people speculating, and they're going to be quoting me on things I didn't say. It's not about anything but within yourself. It's your own way of controlling yourself, limiting yourself, battling with yourself, holding back on yourself, regulating and restricting yourself, because there's an underlying feeling that you've done something wrong, or you're weak, or you need to improve. Underlying assumption that there's something not right. To an extent, that's partly right. But that's just one layer. That's just one reality. There's that other reality where you can put your consciousness that it's already all there. You already know. You already know. And when you come to our new place on the website, to this beautiful room, we'll give it a nice name. When you come to this room, you come there realizing, knowing that you already know. When you have questions, when you have fears, when you wonder what's going to come next, come there to feel into that you already know. You do this by being real quiet. And maybe we have some nice music playing, maybe some Johann music playing in this room. You come there and you just take a deep breath and you get relaxed. And you just come to realize that you already know the answer to everything that you're wondering about. I'm not going to give you the answer, but I'll encourage you to realize the answer that you already have. You come there to this room that we're going to create. And by the way, the password is, I exist. I am that I am. I know that I know. That's the password. That'll get you in. I want you to type that out. I exist. Period. I am that I am. Period. I know that I know. Period. It has to be done in upper and lower case. All uppercase will not work. I exist. Let's just rehearse it right now. I exist.
I exist.
No, quietly. What do you think this is, Sunday school? Repeat after me. Jesus died for my sins.
Oh.
Do you understand how that brainwashing works? Yes, I'll repeat, teacher. Jesus died for my sins. Well, then you get really feeling really bad about yourself. Really bad. And then you go through the rest of your life like, died for my sins. Jesus doesn't care about your sins. Let's take a deep breath. Do not repeat after me. Feel it for yourself. The other ascended masters are laughing. I exist. Oh, that is the realization of mastery. I exist. I am that I am. What does that mean? It sounds nice when people say it. I am that I am. Namaste. I am that I am. Everything I've ever done, everything I ever will do, every potential that I ever created in the wall of fire, I am that I am. I am not just what I remember, what I think I am, but I am all that I am. All the layers and levels, things experienced and not experienced, realized and unrealized, I am all of those. I am anything that I choose to be. That's what that really means. I am that I am. I'm anything I choose to be. And then I know that I know. You see, I've often said and often scolded when somebody stands up and says, well, I don't know. No, you do know. You just don't know that you know. You do know every answer. You do know every twist and turn of the past as well as the future. You know the future. It's an amazing thing. Kind of takes the impact out of the future. Kind of negates the whole word future. You start realizing it's just all right now. So there's that knock, knock, knock on the door of our new room and the website.
What's the password?
I exist. I am that I am. I know that I know.
Okay, you can come in.
And then you just sit. You just sit quietly. You feel into the I exist. You feel into the I am. Anything I choose to be, I am. And then you really allow the I know that I know. Don't come in here, sit down and say, well, I don't know. Don't ask me. Don't ask Adamus. Or you say, I know that I know. And then shut up. And let it come to you. Then just let it come to you. I know that I know. Funny thing happens is start to realize, yeah, actually I do know. I don't know how I know, but I know that I know. And you start to realize that there really wasn't much to know anyway. In other words, you really weren't walking around like lost. You weren't walking around clueless like you thought you were. You really did know. You kind of laugh. You remember the sessions we had here where really had to chastise somebody when they said, I don't know. You laugh and go, now I understand why Adamus did that. They did know. It's real simple. I exist. I am that I am. I know that I know. And while you're sitting in this beautiful, beautiful new room, kind of an addition onto the website, while you're sitting in here, realize, why was I fighting all this stuff about myself? What was that fight about? What was that battle about? And you have a good laugh and say, must have enjoyed something about it. But boy, am I glad that we're putting a stop to it. And you realize, this is nothing to fight. Not in your body, not in your thoughts, not in your choices. When there's nothing to fight, there's also nothing to fear. When there's nothing to fight, there's nothing to fear. And then you get this huge love wash that comes over you, from you to yourself. This tingling that goes all through your body. And you realize this sense of freedom. You realize that there are no goals. It's only about the joy of life. You realize it's not trying to make yourself better in any way. Realize the perfection that's already there. Well, you're probably going to have a few tears. We're going to need some tissue boxes in this room. You're going to have a few tears. Letting go, asking yourself, why? Why, oh why, did I make it so hard? Why didn't Adamus tell me sooner? Gonna have some more tears, and you'll really then release Edith. You'll really let go, and you'll realize that it was kind of being a coward before, always getting in these fights with yourself, never letting yourself know that you knew. You're gonna realize that you almost made it difficult on yourself, almost always putting up that fight in yourself. You're going to realize that the fight's done now. Only a coward fights. Yeah. Yeah, take a good deep breath. Oh, I can't wait to go in this room with you. You're going to take a good deep breath after you've had a lot of tears. You're going to reach your hand over to that wall, take a big scoop of chocolate pudding, and not feel bad about it, and not worry that the wall is going to fall down, or not worry that it's going to get germs, not worried about any the color, anything. Shut up. Enjoy the chocolate pudding and a tuna fish sandwich. They really go good together. It's got to be one of my favorites. Then you're going to take a deep breath and say, damn, we made it. We made it to the end of 2014. That's the miracle. Actually, that is the miracle. If I'd have told you at the beginning of this lifetime that you were going to make it to end of 2014, you probably wouldn't have believed it. Probably wouldn't have believed it. It's a miracle that you've endured. It's a miracle you're still alive. You know, really. And semi-functioning. And a miracle that we're together here. And we can laugh and smile and joke and distract. And don't forget what I said. The master understands the art of deliberate deception. Distraction. Distraction. That distracted you for a moment. So let's take a good deep breath. You made it to the end of 2014, 2015. What's it all about? It's about realization, period. I'm not going to put up with any macchio, any excuses. I'm not going to put up with any fights within yourself. No, I'm going to call them out on the carpet. I'm not going to put up with any excuses, any I don't knows, any, oh, you don't understand, Adamus, I had a really hard life. You want a hard life? 100,000 years in a crystal. That's a hard life. So let's take a good deep breath as we transition really into a new era for you, for Crimson Circle, for the world. Oh, it's going to be a crazy year. Thought this year was tough. Wait till next year. But you know what? It's not yours. And you know what? In spite of all the crazy stuff going on, all the wars and the violence and lost airplanes and everything else, in spite of all that, you're going to be able to step back, take a deep breath, and say, all is well in all of creation. Happy New Year. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.